Welcome to Words of Light for Today, a teaching ministry that shares godly principles while giving spiritual insight and divine revelation from the Word of God for the everydayness life brings. Be richly blessed as we join Linda Atkins.
Hebrews 11. Verse 4, it was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering was evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. Wow. They learned this because of what Adam told them. And you say, well, how do you know that? Well, because it says that by faith he gave the offering. And you have to hear from God. You have to hear God's words to have faith. And to have it written in the Hall of Fame of faith, it was just like that. But we saw last week through study that Cain didn't believe. There was a set time. You can see, we're going to go back to Genesis 4, and you can see that there was a set time when those two men came with God. There was a set time because he talked to them. He asked Cain, what's wrong with you? He said, if you did right, if you did what I told you to do, then all is well. If you did what I told you to do, there's no need for you to have that. What's wrong with your face? He said to him, what's the matter? You didn't accept my sacrifice. Well, he told him he wasn't going to accept it to start with. When they grew up, Abel became a shepherd while Cain cultivated the ground. When it was time for harvest, Cain presented some of his crops as a gift to the Lord. Abel also brought a gift, the best portion of the firstborn lambs of his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. Why are you so angry? The Lord said to him. Why do you look so dejected? You will be accepted if you do what is right. But if you refuse to do what is right, then watch out. Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you. But you must subdue it and be its master. I heard something the other night on this silly show called Lucifer. There's a show that comes on every Monday night on channel 25 or channel 30, something like that, called Lucifer. And he's the devil. He is a brilliant, black-haired, handsome man that speaks with a British accent. And he's the devil. Now, there was this man on this program, this particular program, that found out that he was really the devil. And he says, you really are the devil. You're making me do what I'm doing. You're making me do it. And he said, I'm not making you do that. You're doing it yourself. He said, let me tell you something. Listen to this, please. Hell is not locked. I said, just by flipping the channel, you can hear something you need to hear. Hell is not locked. You can go there if you want to. Nothing's keeping you there. It's not locked. Doesn't have any locks on it. You know why it's not locked? Because He didn't create it. God did. I created hell for the devil and all of his angels. But it's not locked. What you're doing on your own, he told that fella. And you know what? That's the way it is. Nobody makes you do anything. You act up. You talk outside of faith because you want to. So, there was a set time when he had a meeting with them, and they had heard what Adam had to say about sacrifices. But Cain decided different. He decided against it. He decided, I don't want to go that way. I'm not going to do that. No, but it doesn't say that he wasn't religious because God talked to him. But there was a religiosity there that is covering everything. You see a lot of it in churches and a lot of it when you make statements about guns or killing or the way things are going. You hear a lot of religious talk. What Abel heard, he believed it. Cain, like we told you last week, he was just informed. He just was informed. It did nothing for Cain. Because you know why? He didn't believe God meant what he said. He didn't believe God meant what he said. He means what he says, whether you believe him or not. He means that. He means that your sins have to be forgiven. That means you have to confess that you had some. I had somebody come up here one time and I said, you need to repent. And they said, I don't know what to repent of. Most people feel that way. I'm too good to be a repentant person. Listen, you know what? There needs to stop the foolishness. Amen. Stop the foolishness of the relationship between us and God. Listen, you know what? There needs to stop the foolishness. Amen. Stop the foolishness of the relationship between us and God. Because it's making us look like fools. It makes us look like just what we are. And I'm telling you right now, there's coming a day when He will not be silent any longer. He's given us His Word. He's given us everything. He told them. He said, why are you so mad? Why are you so angry? Why do you look so dejected? You didn't accept me. You didn't treat me like you treated him. You didn't do what I told you to do. Fig leaves won't work. Your parents grabbed the first thing they could grab because they didn't believe me. Who told you you were naked? We were naked and so we didn't want you to see. Who told you you were naked? You've been naked all along. Who told you? Every day that I've walked with you in this garden, every day I come to talk to you, you were naked then. What's changed? So when you find out that you're naked, the first thing you do is grab something to cover it with. And what we grab is not acceptable. Amen. Listen, people. Living faith produces in the face of every single thing. Living faith produces even in the face of death. Even in the face of death, it produces. In the face of loss, faith, living faith, produces. There's no place in here says that it won't be hard. He told them it's going to be hard. You're going to have to work. He didn't work in the garden. His work was to oversee. You work, you do what I tell you. You just oversee everything. But when he sinned, then he had to work by the sweat of your brow. That's what he told him. And he still couldn't get it to produce. He still couldn't get it to do what he wanted to do. He didn't mind them growing crops, but he just didn't want to be presented with the crops from the dirt. He didn't want anything. He wanted something that came from blood. He did not want anything out of the dirt. And carrots and turnips and other things, corn comes out of the dirt. But something that comes living is issued forth from blood. And that's the only thing that covered sin. And that's what the man wanted, and it was the man's world. So he gets to say the way it's going to be. He's the one that created it. He's the one that created you. And so you have to do what he said. But I didn't like it. Well, you know what? He left. One day Cain suggested to his brother, he's still mad. He suggested to his brother, let's go out into the field. And while they were there, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Afterwards, the Lord came back to him again. The Lord asked Cain, says, where's your brother? Where is Abel? I don't know, Cain responded. Am I my brother's guardian? He was a smart aleck no matter when you talk to him. But the Lord said, what have you done? And then this translation says, listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are cursed and banished. You're cursed and banished from the ground, which has swallowed up your brother's blood. No longer will the ground yield good crops for you. No matter how hard you work, from now on you will be a homeless wanderer on the earth. There's a difference between a pilgrim and a wanderer. Somebody wandering around don't have any idea where they're going. Which way are you going? Well, I don't know right now. But a pilgrim, they may not have any roots. They may not have a house in this town. But a pilgrim knows exactly where they're going. Ahead. So there's a big difference from being a pilgrim and being just wandering around. He was a wanderer, not a pilgrim. Abraham was a pilgrim. He was a pilgrim and a stranger. We are pilgrims. We belong to another country, the country of the kingdom of God. And nothing here can deter us. Well, you know, we can die. Well, you want to die? I'm looking for the day I get old enough. If he don't come in the clouds and call us upwards, I'm looking for the day I'm not afraid of dying. That's the old. ultimate goal from here. That's the ultimate goal of the pilgrim. If he doesn't call us up, then the ultimate goal of the pilgrim looking for another country whose maker and builder is God, then death has no sting or pain. You just leave from here and go there. You can live if you want to. If you're not old enough to die, don't die. I made up my mind that day twice in ICU. I was leaving my body. I was moving out of my body. Before I got sick, I'd built a closet. So I thought, oh, that's not cleaned up. I can't die in. I'll just go back. You didn't see a light. You didn't see an angel. You didn't see God. No, I hadn't got far enough. All that stuff, people make up a lot of that stuff. When you die, you will see a great light. That's not in here. Jesus, when he died, he went and preached. He went to the upper and lower regions of Sheol, hell. He went and preached when he died. 3 days he preached to people. 3 days. No great light. You've read too many books. Read too many books on heaven, too many books, people saying all kinds of stuff on heaven. Just look in here. If you want to know about heaven, look in here. And then what this don't say to satisfy your curiosity, then tell the Lord to remove that. If you can't get your answers in here, then if he's not told us in here, he's not told anybody else to tell us. And the books you read, if they're not based on this and can be backed up every chapter on this, don't read it. Don't read it. There's people going around, got websites everywhere that you can listen to what they say and it sounds pretty good, but when you get to investigating what they say, it's error. As a matter of fact, you know, unless you're doing something that's very important, stay off the internet anyway. You don't need anything on there. You can take this and change the internet. And I'm not kidding you. Instead of choosing what God said to him. Instead of choosing what God said to him, bring an offering to me, sacrifice an offering to me. In essence, what he did was he chose death. He chose death. And everybody that come behind him chose death. All of his people, the Edomites, the Canaanites, all of them, they chose death. Was he smart? Yeah, he was smart. He invented a lot of things. Go back and read the book. You can tell what he invented. Was he religious? Yeah, he heard God. But religious doesn't mean you're righteous. See, there's two R's, religious or righteous. Choose righteous. He's a very religious man. Is he righteous? Is he righteous? He's a very spiritual man. What spirit? There's a lot of spirits. What spirit does he choose? The Holy Spirit, the Spirit from God, God's Spirit? Are these things that you think are... stupid. Stupid, stupid. He chose, he made his choice. He chose death. Chose to be a killer. He chose to be a wanderer. He chose to be outside of anything that had anything to do with God. He chose that. He chose it. That's what he wanted. At least I can say I did it the way I wanted to do it. You don't want my corn? Okay. We're done. No, you're done. I'm still God. You're the one that's done. And Abel's with me. So, you know, wow. You do what you think. You do what you think. You know, that's how we determine what we hear preached. We do what we think. I don't think it's like that, so, you know, I'm not going to believe that. See, Cain is the typical type of the religious person that's in churches today. He's just like what you find. He did not mind what God said because he didn't believe he really meant it. You see, once you get where Cain was, there's some unabridgeable major gaps that can occur in your faith. When you start listening to people, listening to this, listening to that, listening to the other, oh my God, we're all going to be destroyed. No, we're not going to be destroyed, and we're not going to have somebody come in here and shoot us up because we're going to lock the doors. We're going to do everything we know to do, and then we're going to believe God to protect us. And I realize that churches are sitting ducks because everybody's back's to the door. But you know what? If they shoot down that glass out there and come in anyway, if I have to wear one on my hip, I'm a pretty good shot. I just need 2 bullets to kill 2 6-point bucks in one day. Or when was it? One night and the next day. So I can shoot as good as anybody in this room. Now, we're not going to do things because we're afraid. Locking the doors is just smart. Faith don't come by singing. Don't come by preaching. It don't come by hearing good sermons. It don't come by people that have got big names as far as the gospel is concerned. It comes by hearing God and hearing His Word. His Word produces faith in your heart. It got time for these pews to be built and come in here. I said, that's a pretty long span. 12 foot, that's a pretty good long. How we know, there's some of us that's pretty hefty. How do we know that's going to hold them up? I guarantee you it will. I said, so I can put some pretty big behinds lined up 12 feet. It won't fall down. I said, okay. See, so you sat down today believing that you were going to be still sitting there when it got time to leave. You have every intention of going out there, starting your car, and it cranks up. When it don't, you say, oh, my goodness, what's wrong? Go find somebody to help us. You see, faith is not produced by stuff like that. Faith is produced when you hear God and believe what He says. It's just that simple. Let's go back to where He talked about it. He said this. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven and without dying. He disappeared because God took him. For he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible, this says, it is impossible to please God without faith. That's what Cain tried to cram down his throat. You didn't really mean that. I don't understand all that. I heard what my daddy said, but you know, I've got these crops. This is what I'm bringing. This is my choice to give to you. Well, he said, for it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Now, we've had that, you know, I know just where that's at. I know just what that means. I know just. You see, if you don't know what's in his word, or even if you think you do, but it is not strong enough in you to become a constant in your life, nothing changes with you. You're still who you are. You're still a brat like Cain was a brat. This is what I'm bringing. This is what I want to do. This is how I want it done. And this is the way it's going to be. And he didn't. And because he was rejected, because he said, no, I'm not accepting that, he became a murderer. And you know what? A lot of things in our life can get murdered, killed out, just killed out. Things be coming out your mouth that you don't know where it come from. Because all goes back to sanctifying power. The sanctifying power of God, it all goes back to what we've studied from the very starting of this year. We're down to the last days of this year. That sanctification has got to take place. That it has got to take place so deeply until the faith that comes out of our mouth meets up and conquers what we see or what we hear. It becomes a constant in our life. You must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder, that he exists, and that he rewards those that seek him. He's never let us down. He doesn't let us down.
You have been watching Words of Light for Today with Linda Atkins. For prayer or a free CD of today's message, please call 904-289-9727. Visit our website at wordsoflight.org, where you may order explosive and anointed teaching messages or other great resources from our bookstore. Be blessed and join Linda Atkins next time as she brings Words of Light for Today.